Emergency Mismanagement.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. After FEMA's disastrous handling of Katrina and Rita last year, you'd think things couldn't get any worse for the agency. But they have. Today, Congress looks at an audit that found massive abuse of FEMA relief money. The audit says as much as $1.4 billion, or 16% of the money, was spent on things that had nothing to do with hurricane relief. And I mean nothing. Season football tickets, vacations in the Caribbean and Hawaii, a sex change operation. One person who received a check used a cemetery as a home address. Prison inmates were also able to get their hands on some of the disaster aid. Federal prosecutors surely will go after those people. Today they're hauling a different lot into court. Some New York Stock Exchange traders called specialists. More now from Elisa Roth.
Two specialists go on trial today. The government is accusing them of cheating investors by trading for themselves first. Two of their colleagues have already pleaded guilty to similar charges. 10 more specialists go on trial later this year. Former federal prosecutor Robert Mintz says the government may have a hard time getting the jury to understand what the problem is.
They're going to have to really figure out a way to try to convince them that, in fact, a crime here was committed as opposed to simply a violation of New York Stock Exchange rules.
In any case, specialists are facing hard times. Hans Stoll directs the Financial Markets Research Center at Vanderbilt. He says computers are rapidly replacing these jobs.
90% of the order flow is automated, and the specialist is just in there intercepting some of these automated transactions.
If convicted, most of the defendants face as much as 20 years in jail. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Hopefully Wall Street was on the up and up yesterday, but stocks were down again. Take another percent or so out of the major indexes. The Dow fell 86 points to 10,706. The Nasdaq lost 19. The S&P 500 was off 12. But stocks in Japan, Europe, and India rebounded today after big losses yesterday. Please don't pass the salt. The American Medical Association has passed a resolution that urges the food industry to cut salt in half. From the health desk at WGBH, Helen Palmer reports.
We need about a teaspoon of salt a day for nerve and muscle function. But most of us eat 3 or 4 teaspoons, enough to push up blood pressure. Michael Jacobson of the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
The American Medical Association's resolution hopefully will spur the Food and Drug Administration to start regulating salt, lowering sodium levels in the food supply, preventing heart attacks and strokes.
But Richard Hanneman of the Salt Institute says 13 studies, including one published in March, failed to show that cutting salt improves health.
That study showed that people who go on 2,300 milligrams of sodium or less, which is the government recommendation, had a 37% greater mortality.
Hanneman says salt makes things taste better and helps preserve them, one reason it's used so widely in processed food. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
And you're listening to Marketplace. I know we have short attention spans, but come on, 1 second radio ads? As Shia Levitt reports, Clear Channel's got them.
The 1 second radio ads are called blinks. They would likely be used to promote already established products or be part of larger branding campaigns. Some advertisers are skeptical. Rob Sproul is vice president of a San Francisco marketing company. He says 1 second ads might work, but not as the primary marketing tool.
When you look at your watch, 1 second on the surface seems almost ridiculous. I mean, if it was 5 seconds, you could even get something across. But if it's used in a very creative way within the context of a larger campaign where you have 30 or 60 second spots out there, it may very well be effective.
The super short radio ads could use familiar sounds like a few notes of a company's jingle. In San Francisco, I'm Shia Levitt for Marketplace.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Medtronic, partnering with physicians and patients to manage cardiac disease with therapies that diagnose, monitor, and treat heart disorders. More at Medtronic.com. and by SHRM, whose annual conference starts June 25th in Washington, D.C., focusing on helping HR professionals align people strategies with business goals. SHRM.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Yesterday, the House approved President Bush's request for another $66 billion. Much of that money will go toward the military operation in Iraq. That brings the price tag for the three-year-old war to about $320 billion. Of course, the costs go far beyond dollar signs. More than 2,000 Americans have been killed in the conflict. Many Iraqis have died as well. One group in particular danger is those who work as interpreters for the U.S. military. Ben Gilbert went to the city of Ramadi and talked to some of them. For their safety, their names have been changed in this report.
Iraqi interpreters serve as the bridge between the American military and other Iraqis. Good ones are hard to find. It's a demanding and sometimes deadly job. But interpreters like Dennis are willing to take the risk.
I just want to share with this kind of like shrapnel I got here.
Dennis just got out of the hospital 2 weeks ago. He was injured in what the military calls an IED, or roadside bomb attack, with U.S. troops. It was the 21st such bomb to hit a vehicle he was traveling in. Dennis makes about $1,000 per month. The average Iraqi government employee makes around $400. But the good pay comes at a price, and most Iraqi interpreters now live full-time on American bases. It's like an exile in their own country, because interpreters are held in contempt by many of their fellow Iraqis.
The people point to us and say, spies. The guys, they keep in looking to us kind of like shaming of us, because we are working with Americans. So we cannot change this picture anymore. They still look into us kind of like a traitor who should be killed.
Another interpreter, Ronnie, says insurgents killed five of his colleagues from this base alone as they traveled back to Baghdad. Documents filed by L3 Communications, Titan Corporation, the main U.S. contractor providing interpreters to the U.S. military, show that 181 employees have been killed in Iraq and 439 injured since 2003. These interpreters do get treated at U.S. military hospitals, but that doesn't solve all their problems.
You have a choice. If you want to stay in home and then get targeted by an insurgent, you die. I mean, you're gone.
All of these interpreters dream of going to the United States. Ronnie applied for a visa, but the paperwork never went through. His biggest fear is that the U.S. will pull out of Iraq. That would leave Ronnie and his fellow interpreters to fend for themselves in a country where they'd quickly become easy targets.
First of all, I believe in my job. When I go up there in this area, I don't care how many IEDs, I don't care how many insurgents they're going to be there. But if I'm going to go by myself without any support, man, I wish to die here, man, with the Americans, to die back in my home.
In Baghdad, I'm Ben Gilbert for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
Weddings are getting more extravagant and more...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.